Masechet Holin Perek Bet Mishnah Dalid. We learned earlier that in order for Shehaita to be valid, both the windpipe and the food pipe have to be slaughtered properly. Here we're talking about a case where one of the pipes was done correctly, but the other one was cut in an invalid manner. Mishnah says, Shehat et haveshet upasak et hagargeret. Somebody cut the food pipe properly, but he tore open the windpipe. Tearing it open is a disqualification of a kur. Or, shehat et hagargeret upasak et haveshet. Or he cut the windpipe properly, but tore the food pipe. Next case. Or, sheshehat ehad mehen vehimtin la ad shemeta. Or he cut one of the pipes and waited until the animal died, and then he cut the second pipe. Or, after cutting the first pipe properly, he took the knife and he hid it under the second pipe and cut it from there. In other words, when you're cutting, it has to be always from the inside of the throat in a motion that's going to take one and then go to the next one, very, very close to it. So here he went to the old way on the other side of where the original cut was, and he cut from that side. This is a problem of halada, hiding it. By making this type of cut, the slaughterer is hiding the blade under the pipe. And when a person slaughters, he has to always cut the pipe from the side that's closest to the animal's throat on to the far side. So here, he did it wrong. Rav Yeshevav says that in these cases, the animal becomes a nevela, which transmits tum'ah, and Rabbi Akiva says that it's a terefa, which does not transmit tum'ah. Let's do the first opinion first. A nevela, which is a dead animal, except a kosher one that died by shehaita, is not allowed to be eaten, and it transmits tum'ah to people who carry it, according to Rav Yeshevav. The kosher animal here died with invalid shehaita, is like one that died without any shehaita at all. As long as the shehaita wasn't kosher, it's considered to be a nevela, and therefore it transmits tum'ah. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a terefa, which does not transmit tum'ah. According to Rabbi Akiva, a terefa is an animal with a defect, which is eventually going to die because of that defect. A terefa is not allowed to be eaten, even if it slaughters properly. But shehaita prevents it from becoming a nevela, and the dead body would not transmit tum'ah. So in the cases of our Mishnah, even though the shehaita was not done properly, Rabbi Akiva says that since the one pipe was done properly, it's enough to prevent it from being called the nevela. It's a terefa, which does not transmit tum'ah. Klal amar Rabbi Yeshevav mishum Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yeshevav stated a general rule in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua. Kol shenifsela b'shehaitata nevela. Any situation where the shehaita was invalid is a nevela. Kol sheshehaitata karaui v'davar aher garam la lipasel terefa. Any other situation where the shehaita was fully valid, but the disqualification happened through something else, like a defect of the animal, which would make it a terefa. But if the shehaita was not done properly, then it's considered to be a nevela. Behodalo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva later admitted that Rav Yeshevav was correct.